fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right. It's not Wednesday. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. It's 8 p.m. and you're right where you should be. You're hearing my voice. You know it's Thursday. It's Common Sense Radio, where you want to sift through all the fake news and the propaganda and get to the core of every issue. And we welcome you aboard because I know you can get it streaming at fmtalk1065.com, or maybe you're on TuneIn Radio, or you're just listening on your little clock radio next to your bed, wherever it is. Welcome aboard to Common Sense Radio, and we come back to you every week. We are a little short in that we don't have our normal award-winning engineer, but we have a replacement, substitute award-winning engineer who has stepped in, and Electron's tried to get away from him a little bit, but he snapped him right back earlier. But Philip Bush is in the studio. Philip, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome, anytime.
Yeah, I appreciate you having you. And for the listener, you have hope in that we have adult supervision. And our director of quality assurance, the head of the research department, co-host, executive producer, Gold Star wife, Teresa Taylor, is in this.
Great to be here, Pete, as always. We survived another week.
We survived another week. And I got to say, though, this has been a tough week. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking a lot. And I've been thinking a lot, it's time to stop fighting. It's time to reach across the aisle and try to compromise. I think, you know, Trump may have led us astray. Yeah. It may be time to, you know, sit down with the Democrats and see what we can work out. I mean, you know.
I've been feeling that way, too.
Did you feel that way, too? I mean, I think it could be time.
Cut your losses. Sometimes.
Cut the losses, you know, wish President Trump a good retirement. You know, see what Romney's doing these days. And
yeah, just finally let the rhinos do what they were born to do.
April Fools, I can't do it any longer. I can't.
Yeah.
That's as far as I could go.
Yeah.
It's as far as I could go.
It's too hard to even
Okay, so I had to have at least one April Fool in there. Oh, I forgot almost my notes. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law came to town, so in case they're listening, Mama, I said hi. I didn't want to forget.
Yay.
I almost got off my notes on the April Fools. Okay. No, we can't do that nonsense. We're not giving up. We're fighting. We're fighting until they come for us. And that could be sooner rather than later.
Maybe.
Who are those people out there?
I don't know.
No. Anyway, there's a bunch of nonsense going on. Several things I want to hit in pretty good. I mean, you got everything from another $2 trillion laundering bill. You got Antifa attacking Americans in Oregon again. Cancel culture's after Matt Gaetz. The border crisis won't give up. The Georgia election law. Georgia finally finds some intestinal fortitude, conviction, and courage. And that goes awry. So we want to get in all that. And I wanted to make sure also, if there's any patriots listening because they saw my MeWe post, if both of you would text to confirm, I appreciate that.
All two.
Well, I'm just guessing. I'm extrapolating from
tens and tens.
Tell me might be right. Okay, first thing, here we are. We just did a $2 trillion money laundering bill, which was a total just blue state bailout bill. But we called it COVID, right?
Right.
COVID relief. What was it, 9% maybe healthcare related?
But then I think it got cut down to about 6%.
Cut down to about 6%, yeah.
Yeah, so it really never was even a 10%.
No, and all it was is to reward blue states for mismanaging their states and driving them in debt. Don't worry, keep doing
prior
it.
Prior to COVID.
Prior to COVID.
This is the states that were so far in debt.
California.
COVID was just their one excuse.
California? Newark has a New York has a $13 billion deficit as a state?
They probably both do.
Yeah. No, you're right. They're probably
really
both
matter. They're probably both close.
So here we go. We got a $2 trillion infrastructure bill, which, folks, is nothing more than Democrat money laundering. Remember Obama's shovel-ready trillion-dollar bill?
Yeah.
Can anybody name anything?
Were there any
the
shovels?
The shovels turned.
There were never any shovels.
Or did no. Mm-mm. I mean, that's where you got the cylinder $500 million and all that crap was all in there. So here you go. You got a $2 trillion infrastructure bill. Oh, we're trying to get that. And what – I love this. Biden goes in there and says, look, We're going, in part of the bill is we're going to raise corporate taxes higher than China's corporate taxes. And that will make us more competitive.
Huh. Yeah. That's how that works in Common Core math.
Exactly. In Common.
But or, not in real math.
Or are there, really what I come to on that is, okay, he's not that stupid. He thinks we're that stupid.
Yeah.
We're just that stupid.
Well, right. All of that. With everything now, I would say.
And then it's also, oh, it's infrastructure, but guess what? There's a lot of climate change stuff, global warming regulations. And what does higher corporate taxes and more onerous climate change regulations do? Mm-hmm. It sends jobs to China.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Who by far pollute the globe way, way more than anybody in America can, all put together.
And that's what the absurdity
of it.
That's
the funny thing about it, right.
Is that we're going to go, in the name of global warming, where we have pretty strict standards already, mm-hmm. we're going to make the standards stricter so we can't afford to make it, and we will drive whatever that manufacturing mm-hmm. and jobs is offshore to China, where they have no rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the pollution will be exponentially worse than if we did it the way we've been doing
yeah.
it. It's the dumbest
and
thing
look,
I've ever seen.
That's one of the problems with globalism.
Trucks instead of the pipeline.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a comparison. I mean, it's kind of like,
well,
you know,
it's the same globe. I mean, if you really believe in this stuff about global warming and yeah. all these carbon offsets and then it would be one big ball of air that we're breathing. It's almost like if you had your COVID numbers under control in a country, and then you just open up a big border and let a bunch of COVID-infested, non-tested people
right, you don't come test
in,
them, just let them come
it
in?
It probably would maybe affect that whole country.
Right, right.
Maybe.
Maybe, because you just
it's
opened the border,
like
you didn't
yeah,
test anybody.
Yeah, that's just, again, one of the problems with open borders and globalism.
And that's what they're doing with this infrastructure. And really, the whole point I'm getting to on this whole China thing is, or this infrastructure bill, the Chinese Democrat Party obviously got it from the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
Because who's benefiting? The Chinese. I mean, does anybody? I mean, Biden just needs to come out and say my policy is China first.
Yeah.
China first. We're going to raise our corporate taxes so that business companies will move there. We're going to put more onerous regulations so jobs will be
right.
outsourced. I mean, we're literally turning everything that Trump turned around, we're erasing it all.
And some
it right
of
back.
It seems like for just the sake of that. I mean, I don't want to jump back to the border because we're not on that topic at the moment. But it is almost like Biden reversed some of those policies that really were working just for the sake of it was Trump's thing.
Oh, no.
So we must do the opposite.
Well, I think that. And I really do believe they're trying to destabilize the nation.
Well, yeah.
It's destabilize the nation. That's what they want. They want this country destabilized. They want us on our heels. They want to go back to where, you know, there's stagnant economic growth, so you're eroding the middle class and more and more people.
Well, and destroying capitalism.
And destroying capitalism.
It's really I always said it wasn't about getting Trump. It was about getting capitalism out of the way. It's really the one thing that stands in the way of a global reset. And for a show later, but to whet the appetite of the audience, it would be smart for everybody to do a little research on these ESG scores. Because for the longest time, we scratched our head and thought, why does corporate America seem to just willingly go along with this wokeism that
right.
still hurts their bottom
we're
line?
We're going to get into
that.
It
makes no sense.
What's an ESG score?
Well, it's too much to bring out right now. But it's something where, like into a credit score, but it's not about your credit. It's about how good of a boy are you.
This is like the Chinese social score?
Very much so, but for corporations. So, like, you get a score on, well, do you have social justice programs within your corporation? Are you trying to offset global warming? Are you doing all these progressive things? So, like, if your company is not all on board on that, so it's really complex. It's really hard. I'm
right.
just
it's like a
now
credit score.
It is, but not
it's
in the way we think of a credit score
progressivism,
now.
Progressivism, wokeness,
yes.
political correctness.
But what's going to happen?
Gold star.
if and when there is a global reset of finances, these companies will be making money. That's
right.
Why if you look at it purely from like a Western civilization, capitalism works mode, you do scratch your head. You're like, why are they going along with this? But if you start to unravel a little bit, and I have barely scratched the surface. It's really hard to understand. But I know enough now to understand.
Who gives the score? Who does the scoring?
Well, the big banks are in on it right now.
The big banks
are
in on it.
In fact, if you have any investment accounts with any of the big banks, you could call them and act like you're almost in favor of it and say, hey, I'm just wondering, you know, what's my ESG score? And
they have one for me.
They'll
as an
promote
investor?
It, mm-hmm. Because what they'll do is look into the things you're invested in. They'll look into, and then you bring in big tech. And I mean, this again, it could get so bad. They'll see the things you do,
right?
And that'll affect.
And I actually have a theory on why they go, why the companies are going with this. The big companies.
I do too. That's what I mean. I think I'm getting a theory. Well, I don't have it solid.
One of my thoughts is. And this is where even liberals are going, is are we on the break? Oh, yeah. Let's go to the break, and we will pick this up of why there's ESG scores.
Give us a call.
And, yeah, give us a call at 251-343-0106. What was that?
Yes,
what did I get 7 from?
0106.
Right, give us a call. We'll be right back with your ESG score. We're looking it up right now.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And we got lines open at 251-343-0106. And James from Florida texted in, the leftist Democrats are not about socialism. They're going for full-fledged communism. And he's right. It's totalitarianism across the board. Let's tie in to this ESG score.
Okay.
Georgia, finally, there are some people, there are, I guess, some conservatives left in Georgia. The Georgia legislature has passed a very robust election integrity law.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Democrats come out howling, oh, it's oppression, it's voter
so
suppression.
Evil.
I mean, this is where
so
Biden
violent.
Made that crazy. It's Jim Crow more like Jim Eagle. And we're like,
no,
huh?
That's not it.
What? Jim Eagle? Yeah, Jim Crow on steroids is a Jim Eagle. It was sort of weird stretch. But anyway.
All his stuff. So
they're all screaming about it. And, you know, there's a lot of misnomers about it because it says it won't let you vote on Sunday. No, it actually allows for 2 Sundays to vote and 2 Saturdays to vote if you have to have Sundays to vote.
And it had, like, that ridiculous stuff about, like, water.
No. What it was, you got to read what it actually says. What it says is you can't be serving food in a manner like, oh, here,
as a treat.
Have some have a treat, have a donut, vote for Joe, right?
Here's your tip.
Now,
go vote.
People are hot, you're handing out water, that's one thing, standing in line, but you can't make it like you're buying votes. You can't, it's actually a very good bill, and really the biggest thing they hate is it requires voter ID across the board, which means it really cuts down on cheating. I was going to say no more cheating, but it cuts down on cheating. So now, here's the question. Why? We knew the Democrats wouldn't like it because they don't like anything that is fairness or true or anything like that.
Yeah, basically,
right?
If it's true.
No, if it's
and
fair
then
and it doesn't allow cheating, they're against
the opposite,
it, right?
Right?
So why do companies like Delta has gone off?
Yeah.
The Bank of America, Major League Baseball wants to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Coca-Cola he said, this is unacceptable. This is steps backwards. Like, you moron, you're a CEO of an international billion-dollar company, whatever it is. So it goes back to your question.
Yeah.
Why the Georgians are finally taking a real step to restoring election integrity, which would save the Republic because elections would matter because we could actually know what the consent of the governed is. To give authority.
Yeah.
Why are these companies doing that?
Well, the ESG score, it actually stands for Environmental Social Governance Score. So basically,
Environmental Social Governance.
Uh-huh. So you'll be rated on those three things. Now, how do you think?
So environmental, social. I'm writing this down. This is crazy.
It is very crazy, and the internet's not cooperating, so I can't.
Because they don't want you to know.
That's why I said I'm not prepared to speak adequately on this tonight, but we can definitely do it next week. And you can, if your internet is working at home, look it up yourself. But what it actually will come down to, the old way of establishing credit, basically I think these companies see things aren't always going to be the way they are right now.
Right.
And they're getting ahead of the ball. And the rest of us are sitting here scratching our head wondering, what is an ESG score? I didn't even know I had one. Well, you do. You have one. I would call your big bank up and ask them. So act like you're in favor of it.
So it's not just for companies. Individuals have ESG scores.
I believe so. If you have like
investment accounts. So it's going to be like in China where they have the social score, mm-hmm. right? And if you're posting radical things on MeWe, mm-hmm. well, I don't know anybody who would do that. But if you're posting radical things on MeWe, right, or your membership in a Tea Party group,
it affects
the social score, which the banks look at, the insurance companies look at.
And again, this is a hard topic for me to grasp because I'm not an economics type of person. But start listening for when they talk about stakeholder capitalism versus shareholder capitalism. And you'll start to see all of this is different now. So basically, you do what's good for the collective, Pete.
Uh-huh.
And if you aren't seen to be doing that, yes. So that's why it doesn't sound nearly as ominous as good old-fashioned communism, but
right. It
basically is.
Well, and I think you're right. The big companies, they see where this is where it's heading. They go, okay, we're not going to have fair elections, and Democrats are always going to win, so we're going to get into totalitarianism.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking at China and go, okay, if you want to continue to run your business in a totalitarian regime, you have to pay their little communist fascist mm-hmm. game and do what they say. They'll let you make money, but you got to do it their way. You got to pay them a lot of taxes and portion of it.
Yeah.
You got to toe their whatever their party line is, but they will let you make money. And that's where they're going is to go, hey, I saw you take over. Nice little coup there. Nobody really noticed. But remember, I didn't mm-hmm. say anything. I supported you the whole way and all that. So they can have their monopolies. That's what the health – that's what Obamacare was.
Yeah.
That's what the insurance companies said. Okay, we'll play because you're going to give us a monopoly, right? Yes.
Basically, yes. But now the stakes are higher. There's more layers to it. And don't forget, the Biden family is probably the most corrupt.
Well, there's the Clintons.
Don't forget – where's Hunter Biden lately? Where's his laptop? All this. And by the way, I think there's actually going to be some really good media work coming out on that. Like independent, I'm not being sarcastic. Like some guy actually is doing
some real serious journalism and it's going to come out.
It's going to be like a
documentary.
We're going to
go,
if he can make it that far.
Now, here's my other theory on why I think the big businesses and some even people in power mm-hmm. are going that way. I think some of them are looking at the masses and going, you know what? These are an immoral people. Mm-hmm. They're lazy people. And here's the part where liberals are right. If the people are lazy and mm-hmm. without virtue, they can't handle freedom.
Yes.
They have to have rulers.
Well,
they're preying upon one another in the most horrific ways.
Our founders warned that.
Right.
They said, what did they say? I think they just said, even if you're not like a God-fearing, like,
yeah,
if
no,
you
they
can't
said,
like govern yourself under the fear of God, none of this is going to work.
Right. Yes. If the fear of God doesn't make you govern yourself, the fear of the government isn't going to do it.
That's
or freedom. Not the fear of the government might, but not freedom won't do it.
Correct. Yeah.
So I think what they're looking at is the absolute moral and spiritual decline of the globe. Mm-hmm. And now the United States is finally falling in behind it because we're seeing this decline. And they're going, mm-hmm. you know what? Yeah, we'd love to have freedom. Yeah, we like that liberty stuff. But y'all are immoral. Y'all are mm-hmm. lazy. We have to give you checks. We have to feed you. We have to do – you can't handle freedom. You're
right.
In the streets preying upon each other. So we are slowly transitioning to the totalitarian system.
They're taking advantage of a crisis.
Yes.
Too. You never
Where
let
we
them
will
go
control
to waste.
All of you because you need to be controlled.
It's all of that stacking up. It's not just one thing. It's
right.
A perfect storm. All these things are right. Stacking. And
but,
yeah.
But part of it, that's where it comes back on the people. If you want to be free, you have to be able, you have to be responsible.
You can't have liberty and 100% safety, financially or otherwise.
No.
You can't
liberty
have
liberty means
both.
Risk.
Right. Yes.
Risk and responsibility.
And more, I think what you're getting at, too, is the winds of change are telling us people will not tolerate any risk anymore.
No, they don't. They tolerate no risk. Oh, my God, I got to wear six masks and
they'll
all that stuff.
They'll live in slavery.
How many vaccines do you want me to have?
Yes.
Oh, yes, tell me. Yes, if you will guarantee I get fed and I'm safe, yes, slavery is okay with me.
Yeah.
The generations coming up aren't like, I don't want a darn thing. I'll take care of myself. Yeah. Don't give me nothing. I'm stand up. Nope, that's gone. No, give me. No, you'll send me to college. You cancel my college debt. You give me vaccines. Yeah.
Well, here's another thing I learned over the weekend, and this is for our audience. You know, I think the reason you and I sit here every week and Mark, it's not necessarily to teach our audience things, because probably the people who are listening to us right now,
they get it.
They already know. It's encouraging. We encourage each other this way. But let me tell you, education alone doesn't change people's mind.
No.
Just because you know the right thing to do doesn't mean you're going to do it.
That's true. I got a 6-year-old
with
to prove
a
that.
Large percentage of the population, they can know all day something's wrong. They can know this isn't good for me. They're still going to do it.
They do all those things.
So we've got to start acting in a different way.
No.
Education alone is
well,
a
you
weak
inform,
way
well,
to
that's
look
like,
at it.
Look, I'm not – get off of Facebook.
Yeah, that's a good start.
You know, that's a good start. Stop drinking Coke.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
That's an easy one.
I like
Coke. Okay, oh, we got to go.
Oh,
are we on the break already? Where's our music? Philip, where's the music?
We're like trained little dogs. We need the sound.
Ah, there's the music.
There we go. Yep.
Okay, as long as we got the music. Look, folks, lines are open, 251-343-0106, and we will be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard Mission First Mortgage, a special sponsor. Look, the real estate market is still hot. It's still moving. If you are looking for a house, you better have that financing pre-approved. You better be pre-qualified. You better be ready. You better be locked and loaded with financing when you sight that target. Get that dream home. The way to do it is go to Mission First Mortgage. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Mission1STMortgageInc.com. They are mission-focused, mission-oriented, and their mission is you. Your financing, your mortgage, your dream home. So give Brian Dewberry a call at 251-289-1141. When you get in a firefight of financing for your dream home, who do you want on your side? You want a Marine. You want Brian Dewberry. Give him a call, 251-289-1141, and he will get you pre-approved for your financing so you can go with confidence and lock in that dream home when you're out there hunting up that dream home. And they bring wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay.
Remember when Kamala said that in Florida the other day?
Yes.
Is that what you were thinking of?
I was thinking of Kamala saying, yeah, we're the government. I was thinking all the things lately. And I know it's a short and sweet one. That was from a press conference. He just threw that one out there on the 12th of August, 1986, so 35 years ago. But I kind of, you know, Kamala going, we're going to go down and we're going to help, and, you know, we're going to help you with your infrastructure, and we're going to help you with your COVID, and, you know, and all they're doing is making a huge mess.
But the fact she said it to Florida was the funniest, because it's like, Florida's like, please help us.
Don't help. Get out of here.
We've managed to do really pretty good without you.
And so
stay
I got
away.
That, and then it also kind of goes with this week's column that you can find at BamaNewsNow.com, and only the best papers around the state, which is only a couple. America has no clothes is this week's column. And I actually last weekend watched the entire Joe Biden press conference.
Ugh, wow.
And so after watching it, I wrote, America has no clothes. Yeah. It was a snoozer, but after, and it was really awkward. It was pretty awful. But the media came out and just gushed. Oh, Biden's performance was worth adulation. His command of the facts, his mastery of the issues. I mean, this bozo had to have a big chart with pictures of the people, you know, with big circles. Pick number one, number two.
With a little icon of their face.
Yeah, no, they had their face, the big picture. Yeah. I mean, and he didn't even have command of the chart.
Yeah.
I mean, but now the point that I wanted to make in it that I made, I don't know if he has dementia. He certainly is slowing down. He has some age-related mental decline. So I don't know. And he muddled through the whole thing. And he only had pre-approved questions and all that. But my point is, Joe Biden has always been a big government leftist, a buffoon, a liar, and an idiot for 50 years.
Yeah, and we have.
So stop making excuses for him that he's got dementia. He is a socialist, leftist, uber-liberal idiot, lying idiot.
Right.
So stop making excuses for him that he's a poor old man. That was really part of the American. And then really what it gets on to, though, is he's not really in control. You could tell he's being controlled by others. I mean, he said all sorts of stupid stuff. He lied. Everything he said about the border was false, almost to the point I sat there and wondered, has he been lied to? Did his handlers tell
him? It's highly possible.
That they said, oh no, Joe, we sent 80% of those people back. Yes, we don't know. So I don't know.
Well, I saw a meme that said, it would be easier if you would just turn the teleprompter around and let us read it for ourselves. Because he struggles through just even read, and we know he didn't write what's on the teleprompter. So go ahead and just let us read it. It would make more
you're
sense
right.
It'd be faster.
But when you look at all the things, the infrastructure bill, the way he's handling the border, the way he's, he lets China off the hook on all their human rights abuses, was nothing about the pandemic. There was nothing about China threatening Hong Kong, threatening Taiwan. No questions about any of that. So at the end of the day, my point is, other than him being an idiot, the point is we have no president.
Right.
He's being controlled.
Yeah.
We are more vulnerable than we've ever been because there really is no central leadership. There's some unknown group of oligarchs, some basic oligarch committees, puppeteers, I don't know, Obama administration guys or whoever, Soros, whoever. They are telling him what to do, which means that he will not be able to make a decision. So my point is, he has no clothes, and America, neither do we. We are more vulnerable than we've ever been. America has no clothes. Go to BamaNewsNow.com and check it out.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I agree with all that.
Good.
It's in, it's coming up on Easter week.
Yes.
Easter is this Sunday. And it just feels like you said, America has no, it's almost like we've really dipped into tangible idolatry. You hear about it. But that's, I think maybe what you're saying with, there's no clothes, there's no substance.
No substance to
but
anything.
But yet we hold to, when I say we, I'm just the media, mass America, we hold two opposing conflicting views.
Right.
And almost like, the idol is dead and mute. It can't really do anything.
No, you create it out of wood. It's not alive.
But you're worshiping it.
Yes.
But you know it's dead, but you're worshiping it.
Yep.
And it's this constant that just leads to destruction. And it tears down. Like you said, it just leaves us vulnerable, and it's false. Like
right.
We're just, everything's
no,
false.
No, it's a total deception. We really do not have a federal government. Well, we have a federal government that's very oppressive, but we don't have leadership. The set aside, like I said, set aside the stolen election stuff. The guy's not fully in control of faculties, and even he's not up to the job. Somebody's telling him what to do. We're very vulnerable, and we should beware. And, the only thing we got to do is pray right now.
And more and more,
we
will continue to be marginalized for not agreeing to hold the opposing views.
Right.
To not go along with the lie.
That's where the cancel culture comes in.
Right. It's more like if you just hold to sound truth, regular vocabulary, regular
or
standards of logic, you are marginalized.
Why?
And you will be canceled.
Why are they going after Matt Gaetz?
Because he's the most effective and
right,
rock star out of Florida.
They're also, but you know, they're also along those lines. They're going after Mo Brooks. Why? Because Mo Brooks, by the way, he came and spoke at the Tea Party thing last weekend, gave a really good speech. And I will tell you what I took away from it that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
He did not back away from the election fraud. He didn't.
Good.
He went back and he talked about the six, and he said, look, we have the we have all sorts of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's abundance of evidence of improprieties and fraud that need to be investigated. He didn't. My point is, he didn't back off of any of it. He says, I didn't make that stuff up. I didn't step out there because it was false. It was true. I still believe it's true. And I'm going to still fight for it, that we get to the bottom of it and fight. So I was kind of impressed with that. But guess what? Because he won't back off the supposed, you know, the woke goes, well, that's conspiracy to think it was stolen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like if you don't believe in the Russian hoax, you're crazy, right? Even though it's not true. They're trying to do, and that's why they're trying to go after people like Mo Brooks, Matt Gaetz, whoever, and destroy them because they go, look, and I've actually already heard a lot of Republicans go, well, you know, if Trump wouldn't have tweeted so much and maybe if he'd have done a little better with COVID, he would have gone ahead and won the election. They're already starting to back up because they're being browbeaten.
Yeah, they are.
By the media. So Mo Brooks standing up, I really appreciate that. And stepping out there.
Well, all of you that didn't like Trump and his mean tweets, just be glad you have no mean tweets every time you're at the gas pump now.
Right.
You know what? I'm paying more for gas, but it's worth it because Orange Man, no more tweeting.
Yeah, it's only 25% to 35%.
It's worth every dollar.
That's right. I want to pay 25% to 35% more for tweetless gas.
Yeah. Tweetless. That's what we're getting. You got it.
Tweetless gas.
You won.
Yay. Nah, well, actually, Twitter's become boring. I'm not even on it. I don't even check.
The idolatry.
I still read on there.
The idolatry that you've been talking about. People accuse Trump supporters of idolatry. And you're pointing out the real idolatry just
there
is
you go.
Now Biden, not Trump.
Believing in things that are powerless and untrue.
Absolutely.
Is pretty much idolatry.
So we were talking about the border. Did you see the video where they literally, this coyote sitting on top of the wall and drops a couple of toddlers over the wall.
I haven't been able to fail it, but I saw a big thing where Jen Psaki was basically dodging it. Like,
yeah, that's kind of disturbing. Well, I'll circle back.
Yeah.
It's like what was it? Wasn't that like a Monty Python thing where they were throwing babies or something?
I don't know. I cannot
find shot puts
anymore.
Or something?
I saw the headline.
So the coyote's over there, they're shot putting babies over the wall. Oops, I missed.
It makes you wonder, like, again, they take this stuff down as fast as it comes up if it's not.
But who tends a 3- and a 5-year-old and takes them up to the top of a 15 or so foot wall and then drops them down on the other side?
Well,
who does that?
Cartels make lots of money.
Well, the cartels make a lot of money, but what parent sent them? Or I wondered, were they kidnapped?
Everything at the border is way, way, way worse than we know, and it's hard to find out these things because it's not being reported on very much, but it's starting to be. It's not like the cartels you think of from the 70s and 80s.
Right.
It's not like that.
No.
There's many more of
this
them.
This isn't like
the Chinese. I've even heard the Chinese are involved. The violence that they wage is like makes ISIS look like Sunday school.
No,
I'm talking about
brutal.
The violence.
We can't even discuss
how
brutal.
Here's just an observation I've made. And again, the photos have been kind of sparse. You know, Ted Cruz was down there. But where are all the girls?
Like, 80% of them are raped. That's what I saw.
But like
today.
All these images of the children, they're like, oh, now we're up to 18,000 children. I just see bunches and bunches and bunches of little boys.
Because the girls have been sex
trafficked.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. This is not anything close to the line we're being sold. This is way, way, way worse. I've heard firsthand accounts from some of the sheriffs, some of the small town, border towns. They're trying to keep their head above water, and they're pleading for real media to come.
They won't let
him. And here's the thing.
And the real media doesn't want to go. They want to help Biden.
It's going to be in every American. I mean, we're in Mobile. We're not that far. I mean, this stuff's going to hit every town in America. It's not awful just stuff. Down there. It's like, awful. It is.
It's absolutely
the
awful.
Numbers are huge.
No, and we'll have to get more into that because it's unbelievable that they would do these policies simply to destabilize this country and try to put it in Trump's eye and at the same time get Democrat voters. Unconscionable. We'll be right back with your calls and texts, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Yes, we have lines open at 251-343-0106, but apparently we've scared off all the callers because nobody's called in. But we've had a few good texts tonight, so we appreciate the texts and well, we would appreciate the calls. Okay, so we were just talking about the border, and you know what they don't get at the border? COVID testing, right?
True.
They just bring them in. There's no COVID testing. There's no quarantine because they're at 1,000 to 1,500% capacity. All these, but they're just pushing them through and pushing them out into the interior. Mm-hmm. But you know who has to have vaccines? We do.
Yes.
Have you heard about the vaccine passport?
Oh yeah, I follow that issue heavily.
See, what I see happening with the vaccine passport is the same thing with the censorship you see on social media.
It's the just government, the way to, yeah.
The government knew they couldn't come out and censor us, right? Uh-huh. So they colluded with big tech and social media and go, you know, it'd be really good if we had some politically correct woke people out there in the corporate world that would sort of stand up for these politically correct values and enforce some of this progressivism on these, you know, these unruly rednecks that post these conservative memes and stuff. Neanderthals. But so what happens is the censorship's not from the government, so we can't protest that because that's against the Constitution. It's private businesses doing it.
Oh, that's, and then you will hear people defend to the nines. Well, I believe a private business to be able to do whatever they want. But look, it does not work.
When they have the
like
power
that.
Of the government behind
it
them.
It is not like, exactly. And you use the word oligarchy or oligarch, and really to say America's becoming communist isn't quite accurate. It's becoming an oligarchy.
Yeah.
Because you got big tech.
Right.
Soon we're going to have big finance.
Right. And they're going to decide who's going to do what. And they're going
to. That's it. And it's all going to be one big ball and you can't separate them.
And that's what the vaccine passport is doing.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration comes out and goes, oh, you know, there's some companies that are very concerned about their travel and their work environment and their conferences. So they're working to make sure their people are immunized and they want to have some sort of documentation, a passport, if you will. And we're going to support them fully in their endeavors to develop these vaccine passports. Folks,
but yet,
that goes along with the ESG score you were talking about. Pretty soon, Delta's going
to
go.
It's just the way to weed.
Where's your vet? Papers, please. Excuse me. Where is your passport? Your vaccine passport?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it is. But again, the conflicting. What's the lady that's over the CDC? She was like in tears.
That moron.
With her. Yes. Oh, this emotional plea that she fears impending doom. And,
oh, yeah. Let me set aside the script. I don't have any evidence or science, but I have a feeling.
Well,
I got a feeling.
And then there was another one today. I don't know what her role is. She wasn't the top dog, but she's a CDC. She comes out and says, the carrot we've been dangling isn't going to work. Like, she basically, someone even said, oops, she didn't mean to say that on air.
Yeah.
She basically admitted that if we don't incentivize people, like if we tell people you have to wear a mask and you still can't go nowhere and you... Why are you going to get the vaccine? Well, again, it's like a dumb and mute idol. Does the vaccine work or does it not? You can't worship the mask and say it works, but yet tell everybody it really doesn't work because you still have to wear it. It's like it's conflicting.
Same thing. Everybody's we get so many people vaccinated, the numbers are way down, but you still got a mask and stay at home. Why?
Well, and I think
they've been vaccinated.
Everyone that I've talked to is very much vaccine choice. Like, my body, my choice. Like,
right.
That's what this is. Yeah. We're not saying all or nothing, but there's tons of reasons to valid reasons to not want to just run out and get this vaccine if you choose not to. And it doesn't mean that you shouldn't. It just means
there's valid reasons for people to get it if they want.
And again, you know what, Pete? I was thinking about, like, wonderful things usually don't need to be mandated that are just naturally wonderful. You don't have to mandate those. People just go out and want them.
Right. They want. Exactly. They want.
So anytime you mandate something, something sinister may or may not be behind
and
that.
And that's what you're exactly right. The vaccine passport is a gateway to more control. Let's squeeze a call in. Who do we have on line one? Hello. Who do we have? What's his brave soul? Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
The Mad Trucker.
LD the Mad Trucker, hit us.
I just want to know real quick, is Governor Meemaw going to keep the mask ban in order, or is she going to extend it? I'll bet you any amount of money she extends it.
Well, according, about a week ago, she came out and made an official statement that it would not be renewed, that it would expire on April 9th. And she had no intention of renewing it. And I can tell you, I actually, because we're working on an event down here, a big event in Mobile, I actually have a letter from her dated literally this Monday that said she intends to let it expire on April 9th based on current situation.
Well, hopefully it'll be the best thing she's done in the last 4 years.
Yes. No, we're about a week out from the mask mandate being gone. And I don't know about y'all, but every day goes by, I see fewer and fewer people wearing
masks.
That's
right.
But they're like, I'm over it.
Before our time runs out, I would like all our viewers to, if you don't know about House Bill 278 in the state of Alabama, you need to call your legislators now, tell them to vote yes. What this does, it stops discrimination on these. It protects exemptions, prevents vaccine mandates, prohibits licensure discrimination, and provides caregiver rights.
Okay,
it's
so
all good. It's very much
vaccine. This is choice. Alabama State
yes,
House?
Yes, this is our
Alabama
state.
State
yes,
House.
Yes, it's HB 278.
HB 278,
and
Alabama
it's good.
State House.
It just does all those things. It gives all the choices, no mandates.
No mandates.
Look it up.
Because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get it where you have to have a vaccine passport. So Delta's going to say, you ain't getting on this plane without a vaccine.
Well, and it protects.
And then eventually
like,
the bank's going to say, you can't come in and apply for a loan without a vaccine.
Well, and think about, like, healthcare workers, and this bill will help protect all of that. Let's just say you're a nurse, you want to continue in your job, but you should have the freedom to work without being forced to have a trial type of vaccine shot into your body.
All this goes...
Like, all this, it's a choice. It should just be a choice.
It's all a choice, and it all goes into control. This is one more way that the government gets in. You can't decide for yourself what risk you're willing to take. You can't decide for yourself if you need the mask or take the vaccine. You can't decide for yourself whether you want to be armed and exercise the Second Amendment. No, we're going to teach you. We're not going to teach you. We're going to tell you everything.
We know better than you.
We know better than you. And you know what? If you're stupid, immoral, and lazy, that's what you get.
Because you can be mental. It's called mental laziness.
Yes. So,
you
folks,
have to think
you got
to
be. You got to deserve freedom. And that's kind of where the liberals get right. Okay, we're almost out of time, folks. We appreciate you. You can follow us. I'm on MeWe all by myself with three other people, and I try to do Parler. But, hey, thank you for following us. We look for the podcast to be posted tomorrow. Honey, it's time to come home. Oh, happy Easter! Oh, you want me to keep going? Okay, I got a couple more seconds. I go to the music right to the end. But look, it is Easter weekend. I hope everybody has a blessed Easter weekend because our Savior is crucified and resurrected
and
for us.
Good
and that's
news.
The only
that's
thing
the
that really
news.
Matters
yep.
of all this crap that we talk about is that our Savior was resurrected for us and our sins are forgiven and we can go to heaven and there will be no Democrats there or Republicans for that matter. I didn't mean to say it that way. Okay. You like the way? Okay, honey, now it's really
now
time
it's
to come home.